Good morning. What's shaking? It's time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles, celebrating our 50th year of broadcasting on the campus of UL Lafayette. Burke Hawthorne Hall. Got an hour of great music up ahead. We're going to be listening to a lot of new releases as well as dipping our finger back into the past a bit. Going to listen to Brother Deej's upcoming release. And starting out with another track from the upcoming album by Anders Osborne. It's on Alligator Records. It's called Peace. We played a couple from it last week. Here's another one. This is Let It Go, as we let go an hour of great sound here on the Caravan.
Have you never been woken? Yeah, and time set free to walk a mile on the ocean of a dark black sea.
Brother Deej track that I think is hitting some spots today. I know it's, I read it was making a UK radio debut today. Anyway, that's the opening track from Deej's upcoming release, How to Kill a Horse and the Black Sea. Before that, new Anders Osborne, his upcoming album recorded at Dockside Studio. It's called Peace, another great release. Anders Osborne is definitely on a roll. It's new from Alligator Records. We heard Let It Go. And it's 9 minutes past the hour. And looking at the weather, mostly sunny today, a high of around 93 degrees, heat index at about 98, east wind at 10, partly cloudy overnight, low of 73, about a 20% chance of rain sneaking in tomorrow. Well, we sure could use some, couldn't we? Partly sunny, a high of 92, currently it's fair, and 88 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. There'll be a free Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville. It will take place this Saturday. Usually those culture days take place on Sundays, but the Native American Culture Day happens this Saturday, September 21st, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, go until 4 in the afternoon. As we mentioned, free admission. Representatives from many of Louisiana's Native American tribes will be on hand. They'll be celebrating their culture with craft demonstrations, food, music, dance, and a whole lot more. For more information, you can visit the website vermilionville.org or give them a call at 337-233-4077. That's the Free Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville, going on all day this Saturday. And the comedy, She Stoops to Conquer, written by Oliver Goldsmith in 1771, continues its run at Cité des Arts this week. Performances will take place on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and again next week on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. Performances are at 7 p.m. at Cité des Arts. For more information or reservations, Christy Lichty can give you more information. Give her a call at 291-1122. And Acting Unlimited Incorporated will be presenting Supermen, a play by Adam Douglas that will run September 19th through the 22nd, Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. And this will be taking place at Theater 810. That's located at 810 Jefferson Street, downtown Lafayette. 7:30 p.m., as I said, the Thursday through Saturdays with Sunday matinees, at 2 p.m. We're going to listen to music from the new Tedeschi Trucks Band album, Made Up Mind. As Susan Tedeschi asks, do I look worried?
In the day when I lied, we'd always fight. Now I hear you all fooling around out every night. I don't have to take it anymore, and I'm tired of always keeping score. Oh, I say, do I look worried? A disgrace, you were wrong. I'll try it again, stay till the end, but how long? And we've been here so many times, and I know you've met me so many lives. Oh, I'm saying, do I look worried to you?
You know they feel you're trying to shuck us. We'll be right back.
such a wild and funky guitar break right in the middle of that lovely number by Blind Faith. Eric Clapton taking the reins on guitar and vocal with Presence of the Lord from the classic 1969, summer of 1969 release, Blind Faith. The Band, before that with The Shape I'm In, and we started that set with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, new one, Made Up Mind, and one of my favorite tunes from that record, Do I Look Worried? And we don't look worried here. It's almost 26 minutes past the hour. A reminder that Artists as One Voice presents an autumnal equinox celebration of poetry and music at 6 p.m. this Saturday, September 21st, at Nunu Arts and Cultural Collective over in Arneville. Performance will take place simultaneously inside and outside of the facility. There'll be food and non-alcoholic beverages available for purchase, and should be a great time. Some of the performers include poetry readings by Bernard Pierce, Melissa Derwin, Nola Fugee, and the Nola Fugee entourage. There'll be a potluck band with Byron Boudreaux and Clay Cormier and the Highway Boys. Self-Aware Wolf as well, the new form, and lots more going on. That's the Fall into Autumn celebration going on this Saturday over at Nunu's in Arneville. And Ernest J. Gaines will be reading from his work at 3 p.m. at the Ernest J. Gaines Center, the third floor of the UL Library. That will take place next Wednesday, September 25th, at 3 p.m. The reading is co-sponsored by the English Department and the Gaines Center. Dr. Gaines rarely gives public readings these days, so mark this on your calendar. This should be a very special event indeed. We've got music by the new album by Detroit native, singer-songwriter of Argentinian heritage, Diego Garcia. His new album, Paradise, will drop on October 8th. We're going to listen to a track from it. This is Tell Me.
And if you're feeling up now, just be on the dial tone. Be afraid, don't hesitate. Put our faith in the unknown.
Stay close to you. Say, love, I needed to find.
Tones from right here in Lafayette, Louisiana. A track called Isn't It So True? From Introducing the Via Tones, Blaze Viatar, Chris Stafford, all those guys. Before that, Matthew Sweet's classic Girlfriend album. We heard before that, I Wanted to Tell You, and that guy came right after the new tune Tell Me by Diego Garcia. His new release is entitled Paradise, and again, it'll be out on October 8th. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's E-Town, and our guests today on E-Town will include Tommy Malone and Pickwick. And following that at 1 o'clock, it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. Her guest will be Caleb Elliott, singer-songwriter Caleb Elliott from right here in Lafayette area, and they'll be spending the hour talking and playing music. That's right here on KRVS. Coming up, as I said, right after this show, beginning at 12 noon. From Elliott Smith's final release, From a Basement on a Hill, Let's Get Lost.
I've been outside, invited in, but I couldn't abide. I wouldn't miss it again. Burning every bridge that I cross to find some beautiful place to get lost. I had true love, I made it die. I pushed her away, she said please stay. Burning every bridge that I cross, find some beautiful place to get lost. To find some beautiful place to get lost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I don't know where I'll go now, and I don't really care follows me there, but I'll burn every bridge that I cross and find some beautiful place to get lost. And find some beautiful place to get lost. Ooh, ooh. Thank you.
Ever feel invisible? I asked, do you ever feel invisible? New Julian Lennon, he hasn't made an album in quite a few years, I think something like 7 or 8 years, and put out an album to quite little fanfare a few months ago. It's called Everything Changes, and that's a nice track called Invisible. Before that, A.C. Newman, You Could Get Lost Out Here, from Shut Down the Streets, one of the finest releases as of late. And we began with the late, great Elliott Smith from his final album, From a Basement on a Hill, and Let's Get Lost. Let's get lost in some music from the late 60s. This is The Idle Race, led by Jeff Lynne. This is a tune called Days of the Broken Arrows.
There goes that little girl. Yeah.
this is clay. You must be proud of him. This is clay. Another drop of gin.
Nothing like a little pandemonium and kazoos at midday. Pink Floyd there with Corporal Clegg, a Roger Waters number. And before that, The Idle Race, recorded mid-1969. The group that was led by Jeff Lynne, and a tune they recorded called Days of the Broken Arrows. About 6 months later, Jeff Lynne left The Idle Race to join his pal Roy Wood in the group The Move. And then it wasn't long before ELO formed with those two as a side project, and then Roy Wood left and went on his own, so on and so forth. The Idle Race with Days of the Broken Arrows shooting through this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow.